It's time to start here.
The second half of the novel pivots from describing the horrors that are visited on your unnamed city to searching for some sort of hope. Is it easier to write a kind of dystopian vision of what might go wrong than it is to come up with some recipe for solving all of that?
I think at this particular moment in human history, a radically hopeful politics is vital.
I'm sitting here looking out the window at the clouds going by, just in loathe and disgust at the town that I live in and the fact that I didn't pack my bags and get the hell out of here decades ago. I think it's the part about hiding in the woods that did it. That's just so classic Bibb County. I don't know how many times I've heard that expression in my life, hiding in the woods. I think hiding in the woods in Bibb County is like having your afternoon tea in London.
I immediately flash back to the night before when I like hastily undressed, like taking the underwear and the pants off all at the same time. And I'm like, I'm in college, you know, I only do laundry every couple of weeks. So the next morning I got dressed and I just like pulled on the pants and everything. I went about my entire day with like a dirty pair of underwear like working its way down my leg.
This is WVXU's new Discovery podcast called Start Here, a brief sample of the over 300,000 and growing podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge. I'll be your PJ, your podcast jockey, sampling the latest and greatest podcasts and episodes. So think of Start Here as your go-to place to hear a quick sample of some of our favorite new and up-and-coming podcasts and episodes. And to keep it simple and not use too much of your time, we're going to focus on just three podcasts in each episode, two from the rapidly expanding national podcast scene, and one from the rich and ever-growing creative community right here in Cincinnati in the tri-state. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast charts, a brief review of the movers and shakers on the podcast version of the old Billboard 100. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorites at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Most of all, this is a work in progress, so we need your feedback and your help. So please consider becoming a curator at large with us. If you have a favorite podcast, a specific episode you liked, or a collection of episodes or ideas, email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call and leave us a voicemail. That number is 513-294-8030, 513-294-8030. Okay, let's start here. Our first podcast sample today originates in London. It's the Guardian Books podcast, and it makes use of its easy access to important authors, expert critics, and excellent journalists who all live in the London area, or swing by at least once a year. In this recent episode, host Richard Lee speaks with Pakistani novelist and self-proclaimed radical optimist Mohsin Hamid, reflecting on his novel Exit West, about what he calls the global movement of people, known perhaps more negatively as the migration crisis, and its personal cost and negative impact.
And I think there is a kind of emotional violence which occurs when you move, which doesn't mean that we shouldn't move. I've moved many times in my life. But it's worth remembering that people who come, who leave where they live and go to another place, are not coming without paying a terrible price. They are perhaps giving up loved ones. They're giving up music, culture, food, environments they're familiar with, relationships. There's an enormous price people are paying. And so if they come, they're coming because the reality that they're in is such that that enormous price is worth paying.
Does this connectedness through the internet, through the smartphone, does this connectedness help this kind of price, or does it make it all the more keen?
It's a tricky one. On the one hand, we certainly are connected in a way we weren't previously. There's a degree of connection. But it's unclear to me how much emotional power these connections really have. The day-to-day reality of a grandchild playing with a grandparent is very different from that weekly Skype call with these two old people you kind of know. And so it may be that, in a way, our connectedness is activating our nostalgia. It's sort of tantalizing us, but not really satisfying the need that it's supposed to be satisfying. It makes us remember what we wish to be connected to without making us feel truly connected.
But the second half of the novel pivots from describing the horrors that are visited on your unnamed city to searching for some sort of hope. Is it easier to write a kind of dystopian vision of what might go wrong than it is to come up with some recipe for solving all of that?
I think at this particular moment in human history, a radically hopeful politics is vital. And the reason for that is there are times, of course, when a radically critical politics is vital, and it's always vital. I'm not saying that's not vital. But at a moment when there is a prevalent sense of crisis, very few people will say, nope, the way things are is, you know, pretty good. We're sort of happy with whether you're on the right or the left or a nativist or a migrant or whatever your point of view is. People generally seem at the moment, anywhere in the world one goes to, think, you know, I want things to be different. In that environment, either we look to the future with fear and trepidation and then turn towards nostalgic political visions, projects of restoration that seek to take us to the past, you know, Trumpism, Brexiteering, cheering for the caliphate. Or we start to articulate genuine new future realities that we might hope for. And so for me in this novel, it was intended really as a hopeful gesture. And I expect that we will see a lot of that in literature and the arts coming forward because we need it. You know, in the 60s, we saw so many interesting works of film and literature. Think of films like The Graduate, you know, Harold and Maude, films coming out of America that talked about breaking down the existing system and some, you know, something else more idealistic or better in its place. Well, I watched a film last year called Captain Fantastic, which is also, in a way, a very radical notion of how a family should live and how we should live in our current society. And this novel is intended as something similar.
That's novelist and author Mohsin Hamid from a sample of the Guardian Books podcast. It's a wide-ranging offering with everything from long one-on-one interviews with authors to thematic explorations of literary themes and trends. And available anytime on WVXU's Podcast Central. What metaphor comes to mind when you think of podcasts? A radio program? A television show? Netflix for audio? How about an audio novel? That's the way the writers and producers of our next podcast imagine their new production. And one of the reasons why they made all the episodes available immediately. Another reason you can binge all at once is this is the team behind the mega hit podcast Serial. And they were looking to do something different again. The podcast is called S-Town, as in the four-letter word for manure/town. It's narrated by Brian Reed and features the main character, John B. McLemore. John despises his Alabama town and decides to do something about it. So he asks Reed, a reporter, to investigate the son of a wealthy family who's allegedly been bragging that he got away with murder. But then someone else ends up dead, sparking a nasty feud, a hunt for hidden treasure, and an unearthing of the mysteries of one man's life. Here's a brief snippet from the second of seven chapters of S-Town. I want a quick warning that the language is colorful, so it may not be appropriate for everyone.
I'm excited to tell John what I've figured out, finally, after all this time. I now narrate the story of the real crime back to him, almost a year and a half after he first told me about it, with details colored in and facts illuminated. After I'm done, John summarizes my findings.
A bunch of fussing and fighting, snaggletooth, stolen trucks, meth labs, stabbing, hooping, hollering, going to jail. I can't believe how much you've worked on this son of a bitch. And at the same time, my God.
What? Why the sigh?
I'm sitting here looking out the window at the clouds going by, just in loathe and disgust at the town that I live in. And the fact that I didn't pack my bags and get the hell out of here decades ago. I think it's the part about hiding in the woods that did it. That's just so classic Bibb County. I don't know how many times I've heard that expression in my life, hiding in the woods. I think hiding in the woods in Bibb County is like having your afternoon tea in London.
I don't know. Progress, right?
I'm trying to think of a snappy comeback to that.
Because what is it if not progress?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. It's just a clusterfuck of sorrow, isn't it?
A clusterfuck of sorrow.
It's kind of like progress is in ISIS is making progress. You know, it's that type of progress. It's like ISIS. It's all I could come up with. Oh, shit.
Damn, man. I'm over here busting my ass off. When you contacted me, you wanted to know what actually happened. So it's progress in that sense, right?
It's progress.
I am not saving the world over here. Climate
change
is
definitely not saving
no.
the world.
Climate change is not ending. I am not bringing jobs and sustainable employment to Alabama and lifting people out of poverty. But you asked me to try and figure out what happened here. On that front, I've made progress.
I think you've done pretty goddamn good.
Well, thank you.
That's a clip from S-Town. Reviewers call it one of the highest quality stories ever to hit podcasting. And actually, the website for the podcast is really cool, too. For the producers of This American Life and the people behind Serial, you can binge on it now at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Our third sample today features the local storytelling podcast Squirrel Stories. Host Sean C. Davis interviews friends about their most embarrassing and awkward moments, and the stories are recorded live at the Overlook Lodge in Pleasant Ridge. Here's Sean introducing the first of three squirrel stories in a recent podcast.
In each of them, our storytellers are either misunderstanding or being misunderstood. First, we're going to hear from Katie. Katie's telling a quick story about a short walk to class.
All right, well, I lived behind Deaconess Hospital off of Straight Street, and so I was walking back from class one day with my best friend. Thank God, I was walking with my best friend. And so I get right there to the busy intersection. And mind you, it's like a class change period, so people are like darting back and forth, people run across streets, jaywalking left and right all over the place. And so I get up to the intersection, and I take a step, and a pair of underwear falls out of my pants. And I immediately flash back to the night before when I like hastily undressed, like taking the underwear and the pants off all at the same time. And I'm like, I'm in college, you know, I only do laundry every couple of weeks. So the next morning I got dressed and I just like pulled on the pants and everything. I went about my entire day with like a dirty pair of underwear like working its way down my leg, and then right in the middle of the crosswalk of Straight Street and Clifton Avenue, the dirty underwear comes out, and I have to like pick it up and explain myself, and it was a little bit humiliating, but I have to tell you, I shake my pants out, like now I know.
That's a quick but really awkward tale from the local podcast Squirrel Stories with Sean C. Davis. By day, he's a software developer for apps like a brand new Brewing Heritage app here in Cincinnati. He's also a musician, aspiring writer, and thankfully a wonderful podcast producer. Check out the local podcast Squirrel Stories on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up, let's take a look at the movers and shakers on iTunes, as reported by iTunesChart.net. What's the headline? Let's put it in the words of audio distributor PRX's chief technology officer, Andrew Kuklowitz. He says, if a Serial episode was a mountain peak, then S-Town is the Himalayas. Serial was credited, and maybe miscredited, as reigniting the podcast world with its record-setting downloads and word of mouth. So consider this feat. S-Town is roughly quadruple that of Serial's, with 25 million downloads in its first 2 weeks. Ascending like a Sherpa with a rocket pack, S-Town is number one by a mile. Wait, maybe 2 miles. Still, it's impressive to be number two in the field of S-Town, and that award goes to NPR's new podcast, Up First, featuring a look ahead on the morning edition stories of the day. Of course, both are available on WVXU's Podcast Central. And that wraps up our latest episode of WVXU's new Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, be sure to check out our Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And for more podcast samples like this, check out NPR's The Big Listen featuring Laura Ober. Through interviews, listener recommendations, show snippets, and more, The Big Listen introduces you to podcasts you might never have heard of. Also, for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Tell Me a Story, Feast for Your Ears, Geek It Out. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us, podcast@wvxu.org, or call 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.